Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Welcome to Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
It's time to document the journey. Welcome back to Homeschool Podcast. I'm excited. I haven't been excited to do an episode in a long time. You know, I was in the past couple of weeks, man, I've been getting like unexcited to do this podcast. This is episode 400 and something. After a while, it becomes repetitive. You know what I mean? And the last couple of ones, I've been doing a lot of solos with no guests. You're like the first guest in a long time, dude. So I've actually been looking forward to this. I'm excited. I'm excited to be excited again about my own podcast, which feels good. You know what I mean, dude? You know, like when you're doing the same jokes after a while, and then when you start doing new stuff, even if it doesn't hit quite right, you're like, it's still just exciting to be doing something you're actually more excited about, you know?
I'd never do new stuff.
No, damn. Well, that's good, dude. Then you're probably solid, bro. really quick, speaking of new stuff, I've got some dates coming up. January 22nd, I'm in Paso Robles, California. That's gonna be dope, and it's looking pretty good, and they're probably gonna end up adding a late show. So guys, make sure you get your tickets to Paso Robles. Even if you're in the area, it's worth the drive. It's beautiful, it's wine country. It's a Saturday, so you can go a little early, do a little wine tasting, and then you go to my show, which is at a huge brewery that does like beer tastings and stuff. It's pretty dope, and they got a hall that's got a big stage. I've done it before. I've done it twice before, and it's just a lot of fun. So if you guys are anywhere near the area, even if you got to drive like an hour, it's a fun Saturday, and tickets are at homeschooledpod.com. Click on tour. And then also after that, I will be in Sacramento area. So Rockland, California is on February 12th, which is a Saturday. I got two shows, the 7 and the 9 o'clock. And then there's no show on Sunday because that's the Super Bowl. But then I got a show on Monday, Valentine's Day. So it's the 12th and the 14th, which is in Folsom. It's all Sacramento area. And you can get tickets at homeschoolpod.com. And then after that, March 5th, I am in Tempe. No, not Tempe. Sorry, backed it up. Tampa. I'm in Tampa, Florida. So Tampa, Florida, March 5th, one night only for a show. So make sure that you guys are starting to get on that. Everything is at homeschoolpod.com. Let me welcome my guest officially. Let's do it right. Welcome to the show, my long time friend, dude, from the bottom, and now we're here.
Hey,
and here ain't the top, but it's here.
it's the void.
Oh, damn, ain't that right. Welcome, Jeremy Scipio. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Beginning of the episode, we were talking about your hair. You just got your hair cut. Your girl was saying she's not feeling it, your girl.
No, this is not a haircut.
This is grown out?
Neglect. Yeah, oh. This is two weeks removed, three weeks
damn,
removed.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah.
Well, my shit grow out, it's like I look like a rabbi. Beard, fucking the twirly things coming down. So yeah, dude, you're talking about like your barber was out of town or something like that, dude. So I have a barber that I've been going to for probably 12 years.
Oh wow.
Okay, it's the guy that's next door to the old haha.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know where the haha, and then there's the smoke shop, and then the salon. So that's the husband and wife, old Armenian couple, really nice. I love that dude, and then he's kind of like closed his doors semi for COVID, and so I've been doing it at his house. He still keeps me as a client. He cuts my hair at his house.
You're like the last, second to last client.
Yeah, like, I think he still kept a lot of clients. He's, like, semi-retired, but he turned his back house into, like, a salon, basically. So, you know, he's dope. But I was, when I'm out of town, I can't, I can't let my hair grow too long, especially when you're on stage and stuff. I'm like, man, I just can't do this anymore. I got to go get a haircut. I always feel like I'm cheating on him. You know, I always feel terrible, and I just go, like, oh, I'll go get it. It's always more expensive, and I do a terrible job. But I'm also in this weird thing right now with my barber where during the pandemic, I was tipping him 100% because he charges me.
The unemployment. that's stimulus.
Yeah, that's that. Yes.
Everybody was good. He understands.
What, like a haircut right now, like you go to Floyd's, it's like $40. And then they want to shave you. They want to trim your beard. It's like another $16. So he's always charged me $15 for a haircut and trims my beard. And he's never raised his prices on me. So I felt bad during pandemic. He had to close his doors. I was like, I was giving him 15 tip on top of 15. You know what I mean? But now it's like, you know, things are coming back.
Hey, man. Barbers are like chicks, man. Like once you start showing the good life, you can't go back. You just gotta get different.
I know. Exactly, dude. I'm like, how do I transition into
explaining to your chick? Like, hey, look, the job hasn't been coming through like it used to. So hey, we're gonna stop instead of going out three times a week, we're only gonna go out two. She's gonna be like, see, you changed. This ain't what I signed up for.
Yeah.
To certain things, blah blah blah. That's exactly how the barber. Nah, he should understand, man. Everybody took a setback. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he's sweet. He'll never say a word about it. He'll always be like, okay, thanks. But I feel weird to go like 15 to like back to 5. So I'm like trying to gradually like take a dollar off each time.
Yeah, bro. Like you only getting $2, bro.
And then you know my wife bakes a lot. So here's my next move. I told the wife, bake some like cookies or something, and I'll bring it over there next time I get a haircut. I'll be like, this is a late holiday gift. My wife baked some cookies, and then I duck it $5.
you're too sweet, man. He's trying to pay his bills, bro. He ain't thinking about damn cookies.
I know this guy 12 years.
Find out he's a diabetic. No, you need to pay that hospital bill. But nah, man, it is the relationship between a man and his barber go back.
It's so true.
They say a man's best friend is a dog. No, it's his barber.
That's like, true.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, man, my barber is being successful. Is I have a Hollywood barber, so he's being successful. He shot a pilot this week.
Oh wow. And
yeah, produced, shot, and you know, he's working. So
who's your barber? Gary Dixon?
No, but close.
You know Gary Dixon, right?
Of course. I mean, come on. He has the number one barber TikTok sketches.
That's right.
He's the number one guy in barber TikTok sketches, of course.
Every sketch of his is something to do with the barbershop. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to open up on my rant on barbers. I don't have you for that long. Jeremy's got a spot tonight at the store. How's things been going with you the last, I don't want to say in 2022, because it's a little too early to tell.
But hey, I can start there. Dog, I have been so motivated. You know how people get their year started, like, I'm gonna do this. I brought that holiday energy into my 2022.
Oh really?
I'm chilling. I haven't done shit in 2 weeks. I mean, I've been doing spots or whatever, but you know, that's like our normal. That's like breathing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I haven't, but I'm gearing up. My birthday's the 20th, so I'm that's when all that static energy of like not moving and not doing, you know, catching up,
right,
you know, pay bills, you know, get a new ID, all that bullshit, you know.
Your birthday is January 20th?
Yep, January 20th, man.
Yeah, my wife says January 10th, so it just passed, and that's the same for me. It's like Christmas, New Year's, and her birthday, and then I can start, you know what I mean, paying other shit.
Yeah, my mother's is the 13th, so she always had this thing where she goes, if you don't give me nothing, I ain't getting you nothing, so.
It balances it out.
Her birthday's literally a week before mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have to get her. Like, I can't even get her money because she'll give me the same money back.
Dude, I always think about that when I'm watching a game. I don't know if you follow football at all, like if you like sports or.
I've been following the Bengals, though.
Yeah, the Bengals. You know what, man? Since the beginning of this year, I actually have what's his name? Burrow in my fantasy, mm-hmm. or I had him. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I think that they're going far, if not this year, next year, especially if they keep Chase. But anyway, when I watch a football game, I always think, like, I hate when second quarter or third quarter it ties up. I'm always like, mm-hmm. In my head, I go, well, just put it back at zero. You know what I mean? So we're just back where we started from, and it's anybody's game. It's just basically what it is. But, you know, I always think it's so stupid to be like, well, we just started a whole new football game.
So I know that means you hated that, Chargers and, who was it? Chargers and.
It was Raiders.
Raiders. The Chargers and Raiders game.
I didn't watch that game, but I heard it was very exciting.
Everybody, I should say everybody, someone told me what was going to happen before it happened, and now I feel like it's rigged.
Yeah, yeah. someone told you that?
They literally told me what was about to happen while I was watching the game.
Oh, man. So they're either really good at statistics and sports, or it's rigged. Unless it's Sam Tripoli, then I might be like... I mean, like, oh, that makes sense.
If it's Sam Tripoli, then it's snake people. That's
yeah. I think if this Super Bowl we don't have, which I don't think is likely at all, but if it's not Patriots Bucks, I think it's safe to say that sports is not fixed. Because if it's Patriots Bucks, that's like, dude, that's everyone makes money. Like, that's going to be the most watched Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that means it's fixed. That means it's rigged.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially
that's what I'm saying
by a team that got caught cheating. I mean, come on.
Well, if it's
got caught cheating.
Yeah, but only because of Tom Brady. Cheating.
Yes.
Who's on the other team? That's what I'm saying.
Tom Brady gonna get mad. He's like, how y'all gonna deflate my ball? I told y'all to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I think that this if you're in the rigging sports business and you don't set it up for that to be the Super Bowl, then I'd be like, okay, maybe sports is not fixed.
I think it's gonna happen. I think it's gonna happen.
I mean, Pats don't play too well, man. They're all right, but anyway, so the reflection of like going back to. So not 2022, but like it seems like. When did you start working at the store? You still work at the store?
Yeah, I started working officially working at the store. I think it was July 2021.
Pretty much when they reopened.
So I think they were open probably. I think they opened in May, but then I got. It's so funny because. You know, I was on my Rebel stuff where when clubs were shut down, you know, we're doing all the outside shows and just kind of figuring it out. And, you know, that kind of made me realize, you know, we don't really need clubs. You know what I mean? Like we can, you know, kind of make our own money and, you know, survive. You know, they were the ones that were under, you know, restriction by, you know, the health code and CDC. But, you know, we were, you know, as long as we were, you know, doing our checks and balances and stuff, you know, it wasn't that bad. So I was kind of like, man, I don't need clubs. And then Comedy Store opened. And they had their first week of developments, and I didn't make the list. And I was like, you know what, fuck Comedy Plus, fuck the Comedy Store, you know, whatever. And then the next week, I got that call, and I was like, I love the Comedy Store.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it goes like that, man.
But yeah, I had my first set back was really good. And they asked me if I wanted to be a door guy, which, you know, I feel like all of us, you know, just rather have been a paid regular, you know, so. Yeah. And if I was considering being a door guy, I probably would have been a door guy 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I actually used to reject the concept, but you know, I thought about it and, you know, I say the people who are in power now, like, they've always had my back, you know,
right.
Always looked out for me. So that's what I took into consideration. But yeah. But even when they hired me like a month before I could actually work because I was like on the road and I had like, you know, a schedule. So,
and they still worked with that.
And ironically, yeah, they said, I told them, I was like, I don't really have much time, you know, to give. And they were like, you know, well, you know, we were willing to work with you. So that's how it worked out. But I tell you, one of the first like assignments I had when I was working at the store was it's crazy. So Bill Burr was doing his, he was doing like every other night, like just selling out the main room, right?
Yeah.
And cause I guess he's working on a new hour. And I my job was to watch him in the green room, you know, just after, you know, because sometimes I like to kick it, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm watching him in the green room, and then Bill Burr, he's ready to go. Bob Saget comes in with his people, right?
Okay.
And, you know, and he was tipsy. Bill Burr bounces. So then my new task was to, because I even asked him, I was like, yo, so Bill left. And they were like, I was like, Bob Saget's here. I was like, well, watch him until he leaves.
Hmm?
And I kicked it with Bob Saget all night.
Really? What do you mean stories. Watch them? They want to make sure that nobody's coming in the green room and bothering them? Gotcha.
Absolutely. Just escort them and, you know, just, you know, kind of, you know, exactly. Just make sure, you know, nobody's bothering them. And if they want something to drink or whatever, you know, just
yeah.
Somebody. You
know. No, that's a good assignment. It beats fucking checking vax cards at the door all night in the cold.
Right. That's you caught me doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. You were kicking it with Bob Saget all night?
Yeah, no, I just I kicked it with him. It's I met his wife and his you know, some of his friends and family, and you know, like I said, he took a like to, like we just clicked, and it was cool because I've known him, well, I've known him my whole life, but I've known him as a comic, you know, since I moved to LA. But that was the first time. It's crazy. It took like that long for us to like really talk.
Yeah. Know? I've only crossed paths with him in the hallways here and there. I've never met him.
Yeah, that was the relationship. Like I've met him, but never had a real conversation until that night. And he was loaded, man. It was funny. He was telling so many stories, and you know, he even like he was like putting me on like kind of like on grandstand. Like, hey, tell them about yourself. Tell them a joke. Like, yo, this guy, he's, you know, one of the guys of the future. Just kind of, you know.
Oh, that's great. Whole,
yeah, man, it's crazy.
I love when you meet a well-established comic that you sort of look up to, and they end up being really nice and cool. You know, that's the best, because it's so often that they're not. You know, they're not what they or what you want them to be. I'll say that they're not what you want them to be, but it's cool when they're just nice. You know, like Gabriel Iglesias is honestly, I think, one of the nicest dudes, like big famous dudes. Absolutely. I've ever come across. Like, that dude is just like. It don't matter if you're like an open micer, the guy who washes the dishes in the back, he's like nice to everyone. Like, you know what I mean? Chris Tucker was also cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a ton, but it's more often than not that they're not cool. So that's dope to hear that he was just really cool.
I think it's based upon where people are at in their life and career and stuff, you know?
Because yeah.
If some people are in a frustrating position or going through some frustration, then they feel like they take it out on everybody. But
yeah.
Somebody's like either A, super successful and rich, or B, just semi-retired and, you know, they have nothing but to get back to the game. I think that, you know, that's where we're catching like the good personalities. Like, man, you know, the game's been good to me. But, you know, the people who are frustrated, who say all the bitter, you know, bitter people give you bitter advice and, you know, like man, what do you know? You know, that type of stuff, you know. But I've been very fortunate, you know.
So I get disappointed when they're not cool with comics. See, like, you're a comic. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can't judge anybody who has acted out or not been as friendly when a fan comes up. I haven't been in their shoes. I've seen it firsthand, and I've seen people not know how to behave and cross the line. So you know what I mean? So I've never been in like a huge celebrity. So I can't say, like, you know, I've seen people, like, I've been on the road with Joey, and I've seen dudes just walk in the green room and sit down and try to, like, mingle with them and shit like that. Like, just, and not only that, but wow. They seem unstable. Like, it's someone that seems to be afraid of. Like, you know, like this chick, like the chick who shot Selena. Like, these are the people that are coming in the green room, and it's no lie, dude. Like, so I never get mad at that. But it's when they're not cool to comics.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, it's a ton of those weirdos at the store, and you can see them.
Yeah.
You can see, you know, just you can read the energy, and you be like, yeah, man, like, you know, to me, there's comics, and then there's customers, and then there's other. These people, we fall in the other category, where maybe there's some obsessive fan, or, you know, some super comedy nerd. You know,
or a comic who's not really a comic. Like, they say they're a comic, but you've done two open mics, or you're only an open micer and you're not a real like working comic. You know what I mean? You're just spazzing out over Bill Burr.
Yeah, man. They're fucking weirdos.
Yeah. But that's cool. You got to have that experience. How long ago was that?
Probably about 6 months. Yeah, man.
Yeah, right before he passed. I mean, what are people saying? Like, he just, I mean, obviously it was completely unexpected. He had a podcast that he was current on, you know, he was touring, obviously. He was in a hotel room, I think, in Florida or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard several things, you know, people try to link it to the vaccine. Some people, they try to link it to drugs, but they said that there's no, you know, I guess whoever said there was no drugs, you know, in his system at the scene or whatever.
That's so, what I heard, too.
They come up with their own stories.
Everybody comes up with their own stories. You know, with comics, the first thing you can go to is drugs and suicide, which I don't think it was that for him. Nah, you know,
he's living a good life, man. He's
Yeah, of course. But that's cool that like right before you got to at least meet him and stuff. I'm glad to know that he was a cool dude.
And I'll tell you, what's weird is that so he follows me on Instagram. He has 1 million followers and he only follows 491 people.
Damn.
And I was like the 491st one. So I got like this flood of like, I wouldn't even say followers, just nosy people. Like you can just tell like, like my you know, your insights on Instagram, like it went through the roof. It's like, I was like, oh, people, I was wondering, I was like, yo, where's this coming from? I was like, oh, people must really love my album. And I was like, oh no, it's actually because, you know, I just kind of chased it back. I was like, oh, it's because Bob Saget passed.
Yeah.
Everybody's wondering like, yo, who is, you know, all these people, you know?
Dude, yeah, when man, I went to Dubai,
you know, I really did look for
it. I did a little run in Dubai earlier last year. And when I was there, there was this chick at the shows who I didn't know. She was like front row at my show. But people at the show were all coming up to her asking her to take pictures. So I guess she's famous there. And then, you know, I went to the after party and she happened to be at the after party, which is at a club on the same like hotel of my show. And she came up to me. Oh, my God, you're so funny. Really cool chick. And she added me on Instagram, like she followed me on Instagram, and same thing, like, dude, she has like 90 million followers or something. And I went through the same exact thing, dude. So like, and she only follows like 400 and something. And so still, that was a year ago. And still to this day, I get like 10 followers a day that are all like Arab fucking, you know, handles and shit. Like,
yeah, man, It's interesting how the internet works, but yeah, the more people you follow and the less number of people you follow, that's like totally. It's like a flex. Like those people become way more interesting.
Yes. So, you know, they don't follow a lot of people, but they follow these people. Let me go follow these people.
Who are these people? Who are these people?
What does that say about us as society?
Oh, in the shitter, bro. I mean, not to mention, bro, we about to be in the metaverse, man. You're going to be buying groceries from your home, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, have you seen that? You seen the little video screen thing?
No.
You can literally, have you seen, Amazon Fresh. You see that's in our neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have a screen where it tracks the stuff you put in the cart. Like, it knows how to put the cart, right?
Okay.
That's just the first step. The whole goal is, you'll be able to go online and just, you know, first they'll probably have somebody shop for you, but I think they really just want to just, you know, you shop online, like, you know, have a metaverse and you go into the grocery store, like Grand Theft Auto. And
shooting
it up, you just buy stuff. Your avatar brings it to you.
Like a VR, like you're literally at home shopping via the camera. So you can actually really pick out your fruit and your vegetables, but you don't have to be there as opposed to the drivers doing it.
It's very close. Very close.
Yeah, I don't even, like, why? Like, I don't want it.
Dog, I've always been the old spirit person, but I just learned to adapt because ain't nothing worse than somebody, because you got to adapt anyway in like 10 years. And then somebody got to show you the shit. Then they make fun of you for not knowing it.
Right. So. Right. And eventually, you know, there's things that I didn't want that I'm warmed up to now, you know, and I use it all the time. You know, I think you constantly go through that in life. But like, then there's stuff I'm like, I don't want this. You know, it's a life experience, man. They go to the grocery store. I love going to the grocery store. Some people, they look at it as an errand. I get dressed nice. I get myself a cup of coffee. I walk around and do my shopping. You check out the ladies. You know what I mean? It's fun to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, at my grocery store, everybody know me, man. It's like, I live right next to the rack. So I'm in there every day. They probably be sick of me. Like, oh, here he comes again. It's like, cheers, man.
Yeah. So what's going on, dude? What do you got plans for 2022? I wanted to talk to you because I think that, you know, dude, I think you're on your way. I think that every state has got a grip of comics. Do people still use the word grip? every state's got a bunch of comics, and you know, like here, there's like, you know, 90% of them aren't good, and there's 10% of them that are. But then there's like the ones that are like on their way. And a lot of people, L.A. was the place for a while. A lot of people left L.A. and you and I are still here. And there's a lot of good comics still here. And I think that you're one of the ones that's going right to the top, dude. I think that I don't know if it's going to be 2022, bro. But I think you're on the right path.
Yeah. You know, I have to just buckle down. Like I do believe that. I'm just not allowed to let it get to my head.
You can't.
I have to get more creative. Like literally whatever the workload was last year, I have to double it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I was, you know, I, that's kind of why I'm acknowledging my slow start, because I think I already know the type of year I'm in for.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm like just soaking up the dead time. Cause legit, man, from June 2021 all the way to December, I was constantly on the road, or you know, and still trying to fit the store somewhere in there, you know, on set, and you know, I was just doing so many things. But right now I'm focused on my album rollout and my special that I'm trying to push, called Sociopath. Get it? Yeah, I say like that's part of the reason why I'm taking the breather or whatever. Uh-huh. But I want to go ahead and pick back up and have a tour associated with that. You know? And
that's
yeah,
the man, thing
we'll
to
see.
Do.
We'll see. But I definitely feel like this, you know, if this year is anything like last year, yeah, it's going to be fucking crazy for sure.
Yeah, I don't ever like to say like this is my year or that, or this is going to be your year, Jeremy. You know what I mean? Like that's, but what I am saying is like you're on the right path is what I think. Mm-hmm. I think you have everything that it takes, and I think you're on the right path. And then exactly what you're saying, like I did the same thing. Like you look at my taxes, or like the forms that people tell you, whatever, you know, I'm starting to get my, so I got my taxes and I go like, how much of it was stand up of my income.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking at. Cause then you got EDD, then you got those little odd jobs you take. Then you got, you know what I mean? Like, bro, there ain't no shame in it. It is not cheap to live in Los Angeles. You got day jobs, you got night jobs, you're working the door at the store. Like, but then you got to go look on your tax and go, what of that was stand up? Now I know you're going to write off a bunch of shit because of stand up, hotels, flights, but what's the gross that came from stand up? And I looked at that this year and I'm going, okay, so in 2022, I need to double it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying 2022 is my year and I'm on my way to the top or anything like that, but I am saying every year, if you keep going, double it, double it, double it. And then eventually you weed out the odd jobs and the day jobs, and the ultimate goal is stand up. You know, that's my ultimate. And I'm not even counting like t-shirt sales or album sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that would be great if you include all that too. Anything to help you 100% focus on your craft and your career.
I'm about to say, definitely got to start including album sales, because the government they're paying attention.
Yeah. No, yeah. 100%.
No, they just now, went ahead and say they're going to start, making you have to report your Venmo transactions.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Your Venmo and Cash App. So yeah, but no, man, you're absolutely right. You know, like I said, I know I'm just not allowed to let it, you know, get to my head. And you know, the main reason why is because, you know, because I feel like that's, it breeds entitlement, and you know, this is anybody's game, man.
Yes,
you know, this is, you know, we've been around the same amount of time, man. It's anybody's game. you know, we're just trying to find our place in this ethos.
Yes.
I have been very fortunate. Like, I acknowledge my fortunate status. I'm not one of those people that's just like, oh man, I need to be, you know, the biggest comic in order for me to look back. And
yeah.
Like, you know, to even have the relationships we have, bro. I mean, you know, you looked out for me so much. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm a baby. I'm a baby of the comic community, because I don't have any like huge credits or anything like that. Like, all my stuff comes from relationships and stuff like that with people. So,
yeah.
You know, like I feel like, you know, me winning is only to give back and help out. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
You know, but yeah, man, I think it, you know, I do think not only is it our year, I feel like it's our time. I feel like looking around at all the people that I love and care about, they're all like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we all, to even say what you just said, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that, think about it, like years ago, man, like,
I see,
like,
it,
we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't know what we were doing, bro. We didn't know, like, yeah, actually, that's why I even like associate with like open mics and stuff like that. Like people just be like, oh, you too, feel like you too good for open mics. Like, nah, man, it's just timing wise. Like, you know, I'm legit just trying to provide for myself and others.
Yeah. You've always put in the work, dude. I've seen you at mics. I've seen you at bar shows. Dude, you've been around. Let me tell you, February 4th, I will be doing this 13 years.
Whew.
And you've been around, I don't know, what,
11?
So, yeah, dude. Yep. I mean, I don't like to think back that far. But as far as I can think back, you were there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I talk about this all the time. I just tweeted something about this the other day, about you talking about everything you have is from your relationships. I just tweeted the other day and I said, like, I don't get handouts. I've never been given a handout. I'm given opportunities. There's a huge difference between a handout and an opportunity. A handout is giving a homeless guy a dollar. An opportunity is giving a homeless guy a job. I don't get handouts. I get opportunities. And I given those opportunities because people know I put the work in and I get the job done. That's why I'm given opportunities. Because listen, you can have, Jeremy, you can have somebody take you on the road to open for them. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the club books you to headline next because they saw you and they liked you. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, the person who took you to headline, some of them will, some of them won't, are going to go, he never would have got that without me. Now, that might be true to some extent, and you really appreciate that opportunity. But if you took a different guy instead of me, they may not have done nothing with that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, you know, headlining is an interesting topic because that's not something you can mail in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, even if people don't consider your type of comedy the best type of comedy, you can't just be a headliner. You know what I mean? You can't accident. That's not an opportunity that just falls into your lap.
Yep.
Because, I mean, the opportunity can, but the work can't. So, you know, if somebody's up here like, yo, I got him that, you should be bragging. That says something good about yourself, too. You know, the fact that you were able to get that for somebody.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody can't headline. And for those who think they can and have it, they find out immediately that you're not the headliner.
100%, dude. I found out this year, if I learned one thing from 2021, is that I kind of already knew this, but I experienced it in 2021. Mm-hmm. 60 minutes of material does not mean you're a headliner. It means you got 60 minutes of material. Now, I knew this already, but I really felt it because I went on the road in February of 2021 is when I started my tour, and I had 60 minutes. It was good. It was solid material. By the end, it was early November was the last gig I did in Vancouver, and it hit me. I went like, I'm a headliner now. There's a huge difference. Yeah, yeah. It's the way you carry yourself. It's the way you deliver. Yep. It's the way that you, everything. It's like, watch two people do 60 minutes. They're both hilarious. Yeah, but one of them's got, like I pay money to see a show. You know what I mean? An entertainer.
I've gotten brought in as a headliner on shows where comics, like, were good. You know, some good road comics. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have nothing to, I'm very honest with who I am and my abilities. And when you, like, you know, you get added to a gig, you know, replacing somebody else, and the comics before you are crushing, right?
Yeah.
It can be intimidating, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, yo, like, and then they looking at you like, yo, why are you the headliner? Like, what are you?
Yes.
Why? Like, because, you know, everybody wants to be the headliner. So they're just like, yo, I'm standing right here. Like, yep. All right, let me bury this dude real
exactly.
quick. Bro.
They're all trying to prove that they should have been the headliner and not you. So they're nothing personal. I'm going to try to bury this guy.
I felt the pressure. I felt the pressure. I was like, this dude is milking them dry.
Yeah.
I don't even laugh after this set. Man, but I came in there. I proved not only to them, I proved to myself why I was the headliner. It wasn't even close. I provided a show. I was the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and y'all, dude was crushing, but he was crushing to me. It was a comedian performing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't as personal. I provided
a
experience.
Show.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I did everything. I even did a prayer. I just felt really crazy, man.
You add substance from crowd work.
To material, to, you know, it just was a full experience, and I felt it, and that's when I kind of said, like, okay, I won't doubt myself as much, because, you know, afterwards, you know, they were eating out of the palm of my hand. They were like, yo, how'd you do this? How'd you do that? Any pointers, any tips? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I remember, like, early on, you know, I was intimidated. They probably couldn't tell by my eyes, but I was just like, yo, you know, it doesn't feel good to follow somebody who you feel like just destroyed. Like, you feel like you feel like you just walking into an elevator and everybody thought, like, you're the one that farted.
Yeah. You're right, dude. Yeah, everything you're saying, you're on point, and I've literally thought it. Like, there's a difference between a person standing up there telling jokes. And I'm not talking about material. I'm not saying they're not funny. They're fucking funny. It's just a difference of the entertainer and a comic. Like, someone who just went up there and told funny jokes, and then there's the person who's the entertainer. Like, crowd work at the right time and the right limits of it, transitioning back to material, making solid points, having substance to what you're saying, and getting a good message out, connecting with them. You know, it's what'd you say? Providing, I said a show,
an experience.
That's exactly right.
Experience. Like, when I shot my special, though, you know, I am proud of material. I realized it immediately after watching it. I was like, oh, there's a moment of somberness that I didn't do. Like, I provide experience, don't get me wrong, but I realized, I was okay, next time I shoot a special or shoot something or record anything that I want people to consume, it has to have a moment of somberness. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, like, instead of just trying to kill, it's like, these people should be with you.
Yes, control, you know, them.
I learned it from Theo, man. Being on the road with Theo Vaughn. Theo is a great storyteller.
Yeah.
And he'll have them like in his hand. Like, you don't even feel like you're in a comedy show no more. You're just like, whoa, what's happening next?
Yeah. You know? And then when he's doing joke telling, he's also just like boom, 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 killing them. But that's what makes, I think, the entertainer is just, you know, jokes, killing. And then when you take them and you slow them down, and that's, and, you know, people go like, how do you do storytelling? It's the ability to slow them down and let them be quiet and not laugh for a little bit and listen and let's have a moment together. And, you know, it's you being the puppet master and taking them where you want to go. And it's, I don't even know if you can teach it, dude. It's just years of getting on stage.
Yeah, well, exactly. Storytelling was like one of my more weaker abilities. So I had to work on it. I made it a mission to work on it. Like, now, you know, I'm proud to say that, you know, I kind of more tell stories, whatever, but it's also because of what I'm going through in real life too. You know, it's like, I got to report on this, but initially I was more of a topical comic, you know, it's so funny. I had more of a New York style and I was surrounded by comics with big act outs. So I felt insecure about that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, storytelling, I say now I understand the power of storytelling and I admire all the great comedic storytellers. Like, I always give them the edge because, you know, you guys know how to just pull us in, you know.
My current hour has got like four stories in it.
Hell yeah,
it's great. I love it, dude. I love taking it through that roller coaster. And
I know I could tell a few of your stories.
You could. They may be old now.
I'm not going to.
They may have never been told on stage. yeah, dude. And then, you know, some guys, they take people with them that are not as funny. I've been trying to take people with me. In the middle of last year, I took people with me that would challenge me, bro. Like, to open for me.
I'm about to say it. I thought he was looking for people who wasn't fine. I said, that's hilarious.
No. No, that's how I think I became better in the last year. And I got, I made that transition. I took people with me that I knew would challenge me to follow. Like, dude, I took Nick Gare with me on the road this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not an easy follow, bro.
Oh, man.
And he's similar to style to me, too.
Yeah, man, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
he's good at precision. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like, he could work a room, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. What scares me half to death is a solid one-liner. I can't.
Solid one-liner comic?
I'm so scared of following one-liners. The ones that can do like 10 jokes in 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds. They've just boom, 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 just the crowd like falling over in pain. Like, and then you go up there, a storyteller. I'm like, oh man, that scares the shit out of me.
Nah, man, for me, man, it's what was now. I don't know. I don't that way anymore, but physical comics, big act out comics, man, because it'll make me feel like I have to move.
Yeah.
And, it's like, if you're doing something because out of scarcity, because somebody else is doing something,
yeah,
then you're not moving right. But I know the one of the first times I caught myself and I like adjusted was man, I remember it was this terrible show. I think it was in Valencia. But it was packed though. That's the problem. It was packed. It just the lighting sucked and the audio, the connection sucked. But the crowd was packed and the comic before me got down, got in the crowd. He's like hitting people in the head with the microphone,
going
back and forth. And I'm like, I'm just trying to remember my jokes. I'm like, okay, after that, you're gonna say this, and he said that.
Yeah,
but
I know.
When I got on stage, I remember the very first thing. I was like, yo, I give it up for that guy. I said, did you guys like that? I said, yeah. I said, did you really like it? Yeah. I said, glad, good, because I'm not doing none of that shit. I'm gonna stay up here. I'm gonna do my time. I didn't get paid to do all that. I'm here. I'm here all night. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to do my time.
That's great.
I'm going to leave. I'm home. I don't live out here.
I ain't dancing.
I don't live out here.
I ain't coming out there in the audience. That's great.
They were cracking up.
Or you follow somebody who plays guitar or sings a song or some shit, bro. I'm like I'm going to go up there and they're going to be like, oh, you just got one talent. guy before you had two.
Yeah, I like, I think one of the, musical acts. That might be a hard one to follow, too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they're never, it's not that they're funnier than you. It's just that it's an awkward transition.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, dude, I know you got to go.
Yeah.
You got a spot to do and stuff, but I'll let you get out of here. But yeah, dude, I just wanted to let you know, I've known you since I think you started, and it's great. I'm glad to see you doing so well. And I didn't tell you what I told you. Two, like you said, you can't let yourself think that way because, you get a big head or whatever reason. And I didn't think that you would take it that way because I know you got to work hard on this. But actually, it kind of adds more pressure because it's yours to lose.
Hey, I can't wait 2 years from now. We come back and do the podcast and be like, hey, man, remember what I said 2 years ago was your year? Yeah, man. I was totally wrong. This year.
Yeah. Episode 600 and... I'm still here. Hey man, if that's all right, that's all right too, man, because in my opinion we've made it. We get to do stand-up, we get to write, we go on stage, do podcasts, talk to our very talented friends, and but it's yours to lose, and that goes to any performing arts out there who might be listening to this. I'm not telling you this, Jeremy, because I'm like sucking your dick, figuratively speaking. I'm saying this because it's yours to lose. You
Absolutely.
Are talented, you're funny, you've worked hard all these years, you're still here in LA at that, you're good looking, you got the look, I'd cast
Terrible
you.
Looking.
I'd cast you right now, bro. I'm not talking about casting couch, I would cast you on something, but it's yours to lose, it's what you do with it.
Man, let's get this pilot going, I'm saying, bro, we just go ahead and make our own show, bro, because honestly,
Hell
I feel the same way about you, and you know, I remember remember when you were a prisoner. And, you know, when you broke free of those chains and you did it in style, you know what I mean? Yo, I was just like, you know, and then you're a working comic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of guys aren't working, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yo, you're, like, legit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and also, people don't have the style, you know, that comes along with working, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yo, you look good up there.
You know thank
like,
you man
you look like you belong you know
I appreciate so, yeah. it dude and maybe we can do something together this year. That'd be dope if we can do a gig. You know, if I get something that you want to come along on, bro, I'll let you know.
Yeah man,
I'll if you're down too. I don't know, maybe
same here.
Maybe you've moved past opening for people. I don't know, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I don't know what you see out of this was a teal blue background, but I don't, there's no this is not $1 million right here. This is paper, baby.
Oh, I thought that was a chalkboard.
We still humble. Nah, we still humble right here, baby.
Yeah, dude, this is a curtain, and behind it is my garage wall.
Yo, we humble. I don't want you to think I'm in the studio.
Yeah. We're over here talking about giving you the experience. This is the experience, right? Oh, it's great, man. I'm glad to know you, and I'll see you out there. Thanks for coming on the podcast. I know you, do you have any dates coming up?
Yeah, I'll just plug I'm doing Creek in the Cave in Austin.
Nice.
January 20th, my birthday. I'm doing when does this come out?
Tonight.
Perfect. Yeah. So I'll be at the Laugh Factory Thursday.
That's like 13th, today.
13th, I'm at the Laugh
Factory. Yeah.
Today, I'm at the Laugh Factory. Tonight, whatever, just show up. I think that's cool. But more importantly, go get my comedy album, Sociopath. If you really want to support me, you know, iTunes, but it's on everything streaming wise. You know, and then also, just because you know I'm a egomaniac, you know, drop me a line at Jeremy Comedy on Instagram and let me know what you think. You know what I'm saying? Like, or however you get to me, Facebook. Anything.
Did you see you got a special too?
Yeah, a special's coming soon, but it's the album is the audio for the special. I just thought it'd be a creative way to promote it as opposed to, like, you know, just putting it all at once, you know, but whatever.
What's
just,
it called again?
Know, let me know what you guys think. Sociopath.
Sociopath by Jeremy Scipio. It's available everywhere. Listen, a lot of you guys already pay for the Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Music, so it's a free download. A click of a thumb is going to help my man out here, and it doesn't cost you a penny. And you got some entertainment for yourselves. I'm going to put his Instagram handle in the description of this podcast, so you guys hit him up, let him know. Don't let him think that Homeschool Podcast ain't got no listeners. Hit him up and let him know, and that's
it was,
man.
Number two on iTunes behind Bo Burnham. So when I see Bo Burnham, I'm taking his knees out.
Oh,
I need to be number one.
Good for you, bro. Congrats, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, dude, go ahead. And I know you got a spot at the store tonight, so have fun tonight. Be safe, bro. And I'll see you soon.
Right. Thank you. Appreciate you, Augustino. Love you, bro.
Love you too, bro. Peace. That was Jeremy Scipio. Guys, I've known that guy. I mean, I guess that he said he was doing it 11 years. I've been doing it 13, but I just feel like I've known him since the beginning. When I was working at the comedy club in North Hollywood and I was running basically everything, but around 5 o'clock, we'd open our doors to the open mic and, you know, I'd stand behind the bar and guys would sign their name up for the open mic and I'd give them a ticket, which they got to drop in the bucket to get picked to go up at your mic, and then, you know, they get a drink for me and stuff like that. That dude was always there. I mean, I'm glad he feels like I helped him in some way. I don't know if I did, but hey, I always try to help guys that, you know, show me mutual respect, nice, and I saw something in, and really talented dude. Everything he was saying is like on par, like it took the words out of my mouth, which is why I know that he's the real deal. Great dude. So guys, do me a personal favor. I don't ask you guys for much. I know you come see me live, blah, 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 blah. But listen, not all the time I'm in your town anyway. If you're listening to this podcast, do me a favor. Go check out his album. Download his. Download mine. All the links are there. And that's it, you guys. Check out his Instagram. Follow him. Make sure you're following me. Drop us a line. We like to know that it ain't falling on deaf ears. When you think of a comic that, you know, how come that comic killed himself? Why did so many comedians kill themselves? Well, maybe you liked one of their jokes and didn't even reach out to let them know. We're sitting there thinking that nobody likes us. Meanwhile, 100 people liked us. So take a minute. Go ahead and do that for performing artists, whatever it may be, that might think you're not thinking about them. And that's pretty much it, you guys. Like I said in the beginning, I hope to see you at one of my upcoming shows, Paso Robles, California, over there in wine country. It's a lot of fun, and it's at Cal Coast Brewery. It's a dope place. Big, big compound, lots of beers, big stage. I'm going to be bringing some great comics. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, and then February 12th, Rockland, California, which is in Sacramento area. And then February 14th, Valentine's Day in Folsom, California, also Sacramento area. So if you're in the Sacramento area, Valentine's weekend, I'm coming at you, but taking a night off for the Super Bowl. And then March 5th, I got Tampa, Florida. And I'm getting together a great lineup for that, too. We'll see what's going on. I'm going to hit Steve Simone, see if maybe he wants to come by and do some time. And we'll see what else is going on. All right, you guys. This is Augustino Zoida. Thank you for being patient with me. I hope that you're enjoying the other segment on here, the Rewatchables, where I talk movies with my friend Kevin. Please go and listen to the final product of those. The five-minute episodes are on my Instagram and are also on YouTube. We can use the subscribers on YouTube and Instagram. Augustino Zoida across the board. This is Homeschool Podcast. Don't forget that only love can save the world, and keep coming back here where we document the journey. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Homeschool Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
No, okay.
I don't want to do that at all.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.